Hello everyone, Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is Parashat Va'era. And in this week's parasha, we start to see Hashem sending Moshe Rabbeinu to be the messenger to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. And Hashem starting to bring the plagues onto the Egyptians. And this parasha contains the first seven plagues that are brought onto Mitzrayim, onto Egypt, and all of the Egyptians. But what I want to speak about is the discussion between God and Moshe as to how Moshe accepted or did not accept the rights and the role to be the leader for the Jewish people and to go and save the Jewish people. The Torah tells us, Hashem comes to Moshe and says, I want you to be the leader for the Jewish people. You're going to go into the land of Egypt and you're going to take them out. Moshe responds back to God saying, I can't even speak properly. I have a speech impediment. I can't speak. Why are you sending me? And he continues to go back and forth with God, telling him, don't send me. And then finally, God at one point gets angry at Moshe. And Hashem tells him, I'm sending you. And Moshe says, why don't you ask my older brother, Aharon? Let me ask you a question. Moshe Rabbeinu now is speaking to God. Don't you think God knows what's best for him? Don't you think God knows what's best for the world, what's best for all of Am Yisrael? Hashem knows what's best. He's telling Moshe, this is what is best for the world. This is what is best for the rest of the Jewish people, is that you go and be their savior. Are you arguing with God? Are you arguing with God and telling God that, no, send my older brother? Who do you think you are? And the answer is, even if God is talking to you and telling you, even if someone offers you an aliyah, even if someone offers you to go and perform a mitzvah, even if someone offers you an opportunity to do something, Moshe is teaching us that it's on our obligation, it's on our shoulders to make sure that in the front face of our mind, we always remember that we show our utmost respect for our elders, and even more specifically for our elder siblings, making sure that we always are thinking about how we can give them the respect and not take it for ourselves. This is something that Moshe taught us. Moshe knew he was the savior. Moshe knows that he is the one that God is speaking to face, and he argues with God. And he fights back with God. Why? He's teaching us a lesson that even in the sense where you are meant to be the person to lead, the person to do, the person to be in that specific position, it is always right. And it's actually supposed to be in your front face of your mind to think, how can I give respect to the person who is more deserving, to a person who is older than myself, to a person who should deserve more respect, to my own older sibling, to my own parent? How can I give them more respect? That should be our main focus in our mind and our mentality. And this is something that Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us. Even if you are supposed to be that person, even if you're supposed to be the God hand-picked person to lead the Jewish people, you should still show the utmost respect to your elders, more specifically to your older siblings, and most specifically to your parents. Shabbat Shalom and have a great day.